What will make you say, I accept Islam, or Islam makes sense, it is reasonable?
What will make me? Back in the day, a stick turned into a freaking snake and they split the sea. If that crazy stuff goes down again, maybe I'll give it a thought, you know what I mean? If I see someone walking right down the middle of a sea that's been split wide open. You know, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, someone like them popped up. Back then, handling people was tough, people were messed up, some of them doing God knows what. So some dude stepped up and was like, how are we gonna get them on the right track? This is how.
When we look at Islam, when we consider the proofs provided by Islam, we can think of it as a palace with 100 doors.
If there's a heaven and hell, which I don't really believe there is either.
Would you say, I believe in it, if you see it makes sense? Would you say, yes,
sure,
it makes sense?
I'm a man of logic. I go by what makes sense. If it made sense to me, yes, maybe I would start believing right now.
Do you mind if I post this on YouTube?
Nope, post it. Go ahead.
We are trying to do interviews about beliefs. Do you have a belief in anything?
No, I don't believe in anything. I'm a deist, but I believe in Allah.
So, what made you become a deist? You were a born Muslim, I guess?
No, I was not a born Muslim. It doesn't make any sense to me, honestly.
Well, have you ever searched for instance, Islam or any other faith?
I didn't look it up, not by myself at least, but people were telling things. I grew up in a neighborhood. There was a mosque right next to us, whatever. Most families had children attending Quran courses, our friends. Basically, it's that same old dialogue we're familiar with, but it never made any sense to me.
What will make you say, I accept Islam or Islam makes sense? It is logical.
What will make me? Something unique has to happen. I don't know, like we need to see pink snowflakes falling off or something. Otherwise, I ain't buying it. It has to be something unique that they want to make a movie about. This is the only way I'd walk towards any religion at this point.
Gotta be some unexpected twist.
Exactly, like a beast has to come out of nowhere or something. Like something's gonna rise up out of the dirt.
Well, if you could find the logical side of the faith, if you could see the logic in it, would you say, I believe? Would you say, yes, it makes sense. I believe in it.
Sure. I'm a man of logic. I go by what makes sense. If it made sense to me, yes. Maybe I would be a believer right now.
Then let me give you an example. I will say it very briefly, but I guess you are in a hurry. Let's think of it this way. For example, you want to give a message to the whole world and you published a book for it. As a teacher, as an important teacher, would you publish it in an alphabet that no one knows?
I mean, if I write in an alphabet everyone knows, it would reach a larger audience.
You would teach more people.
Exactly.
Would it make sense to use an alphabet that no one knows?
If no one gets it, spreading it doesn't make much sense.
What I want to point out here is you believe in a creator and I believe in a creator. Since the creator we believe in created the universe, it's like a book. There is a vast meaning and wisdom in it, and that's where we are searching logically. Of course, he will not create this world in such a way that no one can understand it. There has to be someone who can answer questions like, why was this universe created? Who am I? Where am I going? Why was I created? There must be a prophet to teach the answers to these questions. God would not leave us with a world we don't understand. He also wouldn't leave us without a teacher to explain this world. Just like the example before, if we are to write an educational book, we would use an alphabet that everyone can understand. We would write it like that, just like this. We say the creator who created this world must send a prophet to explain this universe.
I mean, I listen to a lot of people. I have so many Hafiz friends, etc. There are tons of people in our neighborhood. So I listen to them, I went to the mosque, and I perform prayers, and so on. It doesn't make any sense to me, brother.
Okay, this is what you think then. There is a creator.
Yes.
And he didn't send any prophets. As we said, if it's written in an alphabet, it needs to be explained, so you send it with a training method. After being created in this universe, you and I want to find answers. Why were we created? Where are we going? Don't you think there should be someone to answer these questions? So, what do you think?
I mean,
is it logical that he left everything meaningless?
Look, I just tell you what I think. I don't believe. You know, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, someone like them popped up around that time to control people. He was a smart man, actually. Around that time to manage people. People were messed up. Some of them doing God knows what. There were lots of evils, you know, and a lot of filth. Some dude stepped up and was like, how do we get them in the right path? This is how. That's what I think, at least.
But when you consider the logic we talked about before, you are someone who believes in the creator. Based upon that, I say, the creator sent a prophet. Prophets who could explain to you about the book of the universe he wrote. Look, I want to tell you a verse that couldn't have been written by a human being, okay? The verse was revealed. Surah Al-Masad, maybe you've heard of it. It mentions that Abu Lahab is going to go to hell. So, it says that he will certainly die without faith. But Abu Lahab was living at that time and he died about 7 years after this verse was revealed. Then we can conclude this. One cannot know whether a person will die as a believer or a disbeliever. Because he cannot know if he is believing in his heart or not. We cannot know how he will die. But the verse states, he will burn in a flaming fire, meaning he will die as a disbeliever. And he really died 7 years later, without faith, after this verse was revealed. If a man were to provide this information by himself, he would jeopardize his prophethood. It is stated that Abu Lahab will die without faith. He could have lied and say, I believe in him. He could have confuted the information and the knowledge that the verse states. But that person, just like the verse said, died 7 years later while declaring, I don't believe. Then we can say, this is something that a person cannot know on his own, because I can't know who has faith and who has not. A person cannot know this.
I see. Okay.
So a person cannot know how a person will die, or whether he will die with or without faith, even if he is very intelligent. He could not take the risk or make any claim that would call his prophethood into question. There is one who sent this book. It is the proof that it was sent by Allah. We say that a person cannot know this. There is also such information in the first three verses of Surah Ar-Rum. It mentions the war between the Romans and the Persians. It says, they, Romans, will reverse their defeat with a victory. And about 9 years later, this war happened. And the Romans won. In fact, again, it provided information from the future that a person cannot possibly know, because in the beginning, the Romans were defeated by the Persians. Their defeat was so overwhelming that they became desperate enough to sell the gold in the churches. I mean, they were going through difficult times. While the whole world had said that the Romans were to be wiped off the world, the verse was revealed. It said, they will reverse their defeat with a victory in a few years' time. 9 years later, the war took place and the Romans won. Quite the opposite of what everyone assumed. We say, a person cannot make this claim anyway. He would not risk his prophethood, even if he is very intelligent. But here again, I see in another verse that Allah has revealed that a man cannot know this. As we said in the beginning, if there is a book, if there is an alphabet, everyone needs to understand it, because you're trying to teach something. Then, the one who created the universe should send a prophet so that I can learn why I was created. And when I look at the book he sent, the Holy Quran, I clearly see that a person couldn't have written it on his own.
Back in the day, a stick turned into a freaking snake and they split the sea. If that crazy stuff goes down again, maybe I'll give it a thought, you know what I mean? If I see someone walking right down the middle of a sea that's been split wide open, this thing, then I'll definitely think about it. If I see the Noah's Ark or something, if something like that happens, okay. I mean, of course, I respect my friends who believe in any religion no matter what. Of course, I respect all my friends and people who really live as decent people and believe sincerely, not just for show or fake their beliefs. But for me, there are only good and bad people. That's what matters, to live as a good person, if there is a heaven and hell, which I don't really believe either, if they really exist. I try to live my life as a good person as much as I can. By the way, I don't claim that I am a good person.
Wouldn't it be better if we do this? Let's imagine a palace with 100 gates. One of these gates is open, 99 of them are closed. Now, just because 99 gates are closed, we can't say, I can't enter that palace, right? One open gate is enough.
I won't enter. I always knock on the
door. I say that. When we look at Islam, which we have been talking about, when you look at the evidence provided by Islam, we can think of Islam as a palace with 100 gates. Let's say 99 gates are closed to you. Let's say 99 pieces of evidence make no sense to you. But I say, even if there is one piece of evidence that makes sense to you, one open gate is more than enough to enter the palace of Islam.
It is possible. I mean, as I said, maybe later. I am 26 years old and I am young.
Maybe you'll die on your way.
Maybe.
Instead, look at the miracles we mentioned. The miracle of the Surah Ar-Rum, the miracle in the Surah Al-Masad, or the logical deductions we have been talking about. You can think of these as that one open gate.
The thing that will tempt me is like a unique event, such as a miracle.
What kind of miracle?
Maybe the salvation of humanity, in an interesting way. Then, I may consider.
You say you have to experience a miracle.
Then I'll read what's written again. I'll see. I mean, I don't know.
Then you need to experience something personally.
Definitely, brother. I'm off to dinner. Is it ready? I'm off to dinner.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
I'm very pleased to meet you. Brothers and sisters, we finished our interview today, sometimes in Kadıköy, sometimes in Beşiktaş, other times in Taksim. We continue to talk about Allah in many places. By subscribing to our channel and sharing this video, you can be instrumental in spreading the truth further. The main reason why we want this is for the truth to reach more people.